Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad one of my favorite people on the planet is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Elise Benin. She is too cool for school. I'm telling you, Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the author of a number of books on marketing, and especially helping the sole proprietor, the small folks, the smaller companies out there to get their marketing practices and strategies organized. And she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Exactly. Thank you.
And so, that, folks, I encourage you to check that out. I know that she works, folks, very closely with companies just like yours to make sure they're putting their marketing best foot forward. Elise, in fact, today you want to talk about what you call the four C's of marketing.
Right, because as we're talking, we're coming near the end of the year, which means the new year is coming and people get very motivated in January to go to fitness places and to do their marketing. So we're going to jump on that bandwagon.
Right.
And often the first question I hear is, what marketing tools should I use? And part of the problem with marketing these days, especially, is that there are way too many tools to choose from.
Mm-hmm. We have an embarrassment of riches, don't we?
We do. And so people get overwhelmed and they do nothing because mm-hmm. they can't decide which ones to do.
Right, because it's like homework, right? Coming up with all of them, finding one. We try to ask our friends and they don't always know. And everybody, you know, believe it or not, everybody doesn't know you, at least. I'm trying to fix that, but you know, if they all knew you, there wouldn't be any of these problems. But you're right, and they think that it just gets very frustrating and confusing for them.
It does, and so what I see is people, number one, going to social media because it's simple, because it's free, and because everyone's talking about it,
and
as
seductive.
If that is the answer.
Right.
Which I don't think it is. I think it's a good tool to use.
It is an answer.
An answer,
it's
and it has to be used
the
strategically.
Answer.
Exactly. And also the other important factor that a lot of people don't consider is when you're thinking about marketing tools, you have to know who you're targeting, who you're marketing to, so you mm-hmm. can choose tools that will reach them.
So
based on that, I came up with this idea of how to answer the question, what marketing tool should I use? Because the real answer is, it depends. And instead of starting with the marketing tools, you start with this concept of the four C's, that there are four things you need to be doing in your marketing as a business, and then you choose the tools accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you the four things, and then we can talk about each one.
All right.
So the first one is choose. The second one is connect. The third one is cultivate. And the fourth one, I need to make up a word here because it doesn't exist, but credibilitate is the word I can use.
Credibility. I love that.
You like that?
You sound like you got that from George Bush, doesn't it?
You're right.
He'd like that. He'd get a kick out of that if he heard me say that. I think he listens, by the way. But maybe I'll get a tweet from him later, I'm sure. Credibility. I love that. What does that mean?
Okay, so let me go back to the first, and then
right.
it builds to the fourth one.
All right.
So the first one is that you have to choose who you're targeting, who you're marketing to, before mm-hmm. you can choose the marketing tools.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can do anything, really. Okay, that's kind of the easy one, but you can't do
so
the other.
So choose, what choose means, is it, Well, you got to know who your profile customer is, right? You got to know who,
exactly.
Whatever your product is, wherever you, it might be where you live. It could be the product you sell. It could be how the marketplace, you know, is around you. That somehow or another, your location of your operation, whatever, that you have, there is a profile of a customer that is your optimum customer, right?
Right. You can't just say everybody would love and should buy what I'm selling.
Right.
Right? Because right. You can't do that. You
that's
can't
called, it's, that called, you it's, called, it's called focus, not shotgun.
Exactly. So that's right. What choosing is about. And for me, you know, I choose and market to people offering services, especially creative
right.
services.
And this is very important. Folks, this is another way of saying what I've been telling you for 17 years now, at least as you know, and you've helped me with this over the years, and that is helping small business owners understand that we're not Walmart. Everybody is not our prospect and should not be our prospect.
Exactly, and the myth is that if you narrow your focus, the market will be smaller.
Yeah.
But the reality with people who I take through this process is that you focus, and then you see the abundance there in that smaller market that wouldn't be available to you because they wouldn't accept you if you
mm-hmm.
hadn't chosen that focus.
Mm-hmm. And you're not wasting your time on people who are not going to do business with you. You're not diluting your efforts with and not, which causes you to not be able to love up those that profile customer as much as you need to, right?
Exactly.
And so this is why focusing, choosing these people, and then finding enough of them, that kind, to help so that you can make a living with them.
Right, so that leads to step number two, C number two, which is connect. The
right.
First step, once you've chosen, is connect with them, which means introducing yourself. This can be done through in-person networking. It could be done through online networking. It could be done through this system called warm email prospecting that my colleague Ed Gandia teaches and which I think is so effective. I have clients doing this warm email prospecting and getting 50% response. People
wow.
Saying,
you have to make sure we come back another time and talk about that.
That would be great. So back to the main idea, which is which marketing tool should I use? If you're connecting, then you can use social media. You can use email. You can use networking. You have to choose from those tools how you want to connect.
Hold on to that thought, Elise. I need your website again, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Check it out, folks. The books are there, all the things she does. Your newsletter's there, too, right?
My quick tips from Marketing Mentor. That's really
yeah.
The best thing to focus on.
Yeah, so check that out, folks, too. When we come back, we got two more C's to talk about, including a brand new word that I'm sure that Webster and Wikipedia are going to just jump all over any minute now. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.